Blog Talk Radio.
Well, shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Shaina Yisrael with another edition of the Yehuda Project. Glad to be here today. I'm actually en route, so I just wanted to go ahead and start the show, you know, so that we can have a conversation going on. I really appreciate everybody taking their time out and spending your first day of the week with us. This is our second day into the Feast of Unleavened Bread. I did eat my piece of unleavened bread this morning, you know, and I was obedient and compliant. Looking forward to this and completing this actual High Holy Day. I think that this is a very trying time in this year. You know, 2020 is really proven to be something spectacular. Never thought in a million years we would be living like this, but the Most High has a way of getting everybody's attention. I can almost hear the sound of somebody saying, attention, please, because he has a way of getting your attention. And not only does he have the attention of America, but he's got the attention of the whole world, and everybody is watching what's going on right now. So I thank you so much for joining me for my show. I will definitely, I'm on my way home. I thank you all for being patient with me. I had some things I had to take care of this morning, but I didn't want to have the show on time, so I just want to say thanks. A few things I want to say, which is going to give me an opportunity to say some of the things that I've been wanting to say for a while. You know, I've been watching the news, countries. I've been watching the governors in this country. You know, in every state, they've been on television. They've been giving advice and restrictions and shutdowns and closings and all of those things. Some states have not, it's more restricted than others. But some states are more restricted than others. However, you know, I've been watching, I've been listening. All of the things that's been going on. I just have some things I want to say. I want to say something to the world as a whole. I would like to say something to the church, you know, because as I look back and I see where we are today, you know, we have been in the church system for the last 20 years. They have been teaching the prosperity message. They have for the last 20 years. All you got to do is name it and claim it. It's yours. All you got to do is pay your tithes, and the windows of heaven will open up and pour you out a blessing. All you got to do is just quote the word back to the Lord, and he's obligated to fulfill his word. Father, I've been doing it for the last 20 years. And as we look now, the church doors is closed. There's no one in there. There's no singing. There's no preaching. There's no speaking in tongues. There's no anything. No supplies. No water. No food stored up. No emergency kits put together. No nothing. Everything is shut down. These systems that we received from these people are now shut down. But like I said before when I started to call, the Most High has a way of getting their attention. You know, we Brother Donia and I wish I could open up this mic, but I can't because I'm driving. But Brother Donia and I have been on this call for I know at least at the minimum 5 years. We've been on this call for 5 years. We've been telling people for 5 years to store up water, to store up food, because this day was coming. When 2019 came and it went, some people got an attitude. They stopped. They weren't really responding like they would. They really weren't coming aboard like they weren't engaged as they were for 2019, August the 20th, 2019. Everybody had to some way have a purpose or a reason to be engaged. And when that came and went, people kind of backed out. And now, you're looking at it now, look at where we are today. We told you, when you see one thing about the Most High, you'll never get before him and stand and say, I didn't know. He said, oh, yeah, because I put it in the mouths of some of the people to be able to spread the word. And if you knew, I made it possible for you to know, and you knew what was going on. Now, you chose not to respond to it. And because you chose not to respond to it, now you're in a position where you have to go try to scavenger and find whatever they have left before the store shelves get empty. But you knew. And praise God that he has made provisions for us to be able to even be able to do that. You know, and as we look around now, we look at it, some people say, well, it's nothing but a virus. We have viruses all the time. We don't get bent out of shape because it's a virus. You guys is making more to this than what it is. No. When the Most High puts it in our mouth, in the children of Israel's mouth, to tell you to store up, because he knows that judgment is hitting the land. Now, I'm going to tell you something. We're just getting started. Now, they're cutting down Twitter feeds, anybody that's saying anything negative, because guess what? Now they want you to encourage the people not to be fearful. They want you to encourage the people not to be scared. Don't be scared. Just believe that we're one people. We're going to fight and we're going to beat this. Well, I got news for you. And I want to be able to get this out. And I'm glad I can't open nobody else's mic right now because I want to get this out. When we told you to do it, you laughed at us. When we told you who we were as a people, you laughed at us. When we went to Washington, D.C., you twisted your mouth up at us and you wouldn't acknowledge us. It wasn't a news camera feed anywhere. When we did what we did, you acted like we didn't exist. Well, guess what? I got something to tell you. That you're going to need us before this thing is all over with. You're going to have to come and get us before this thing is all over with, because you're going to have somebody that knows Yah to pray for you. I'm just going to tell you up front. And if I have anything to say to the people that are around the world, it's time for you to repent. Because guess what? Everybody did everything they thought they was big enough to do. You done passed all kind of laws. You done did all kind of things. You in the church doing everything you think you big enough to do. You are, and you stand up at that pulpit with that Bible in your hand, and you telling people stuff that's incorrect. You live in any kind of life, and you're trying to teach people how to follow the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the only people that can do that is the children of Israel. Just us. You have to call for us, because we can. Guess what? We're going to come. We're going to come. Because we're going to have to be the ones to pray for you, because I ain't heard nobody say pray. I don't heard everybody say wash your hands. I don't heard everybody say wipe off your surfaces. I don't heard everybody say make sure you got food stored up. I don't heard everybody say don't panic. I ain't heard nobody say it's time for us to pray. Not one governor, not nobody. And I'm telling you something. He sat back for a long time and didn't say nothing. He sat back and watched you rule and the way you ruled and didn't say nothing. And I was telling a young lady this yesterday, I said, you got to realize something about this economy and this country. This country is only 400 years old. Well, it's actually younger than that if you want to talk about the United States of America. You got to look at Persia. I said, look at Persia. I said, do you know what Persia is? Do you know how old Persia is? Persia is thousands of years old. And they once was a superpower. I said, and they're not anymore. And they changed their name. If you Google it, I think it was in 1952. There's some discrepancies in the date. But they changed their name to Iran. That's old Persia. I said, look at Babylon. Look at Babylon. Babylon ruled the world. Nebuchadnezzar was king over the whole world at the authorization of the Most High Yah. He put him in charge. He ruled the whole world. And they changed their name to Iraq. Look at them now. So you can't get comfortable in this. There's no way for you to get comfortable in this. You got to understand that one thing is that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men. He does. I don't know whether this was designed. I don't know if this was orchestrated by someone. But whatever it is, God is ruling. And anytime you had 800 people die in 24 hours, 800 in 24 hours, that's something to have to deal with. And nobody said prayer. They don't want you to say nothing negative on Twitter. No, this is by design just for one specific race or one specific group of people. We're all being affected by it. You got that right. That is true. But nobody said pray. I haven't seen one pastor come on television and say it's time for us as a people to pray. Because now they're people at home. But it just amazes me how, you know, y'all will fix the situation where it's important enough for you to realize that we his people. And he's coming through here. The death angel is coming through here like never before. Yeah, this has happened before that. This has happened before with the Spanish flu and all the other biological weapons of warfare that's gone through on the earth. It's not happened before that. And guess what? It reset the people. But this is judgment right here. You see, if this is judgment right here when you got something, I've never seen the whole world shut down the way it's shutting down right now. The whole world is completely shut down. Unbelievable. So, you know, if I had any advice to give you, to you all that have loved ones that's in the hospital fighting for their lives, you better pray. If nobody else says it, we're going to tell you it's time to pray and ask for the Most High to show mercy. Because 800 people in 24 hours? Unbelievable. All the governors and all the people from across the UK, from Italy to Germany, all over the place is making preparations to try to preserve their lives. They are. They're making preparations to preserve their lives so that they can continue the system that's going on right. They shut down church. Because if they hadn't, it would have been full. The church would have been full. You guys would have been singing, shouting, and crying. But now, guess what? You got to go on your own now. It's every man for himself. You better pray. You better repent. It's time to repent. Because there's only one Elohim that rules the earth. Now, there are many gods. And I know, we know that for a fact over here, that these people serve many gods. But there's only one, and the Most High rules in the kingdom of men. This is something that we have to, and if nobody else tells you that, somebody's got to be able to put that out into the atmosphere. Because guess what? All that naming and claiming and prosperity stuff, nobody got rich but the pastors. They were the only ones that got rich. And they scrambled around trying to get water and toilet paper too now. Everybody in the same boat. Ain't no escaping this. This is real, because guess what? The word said that this was going to happen. Everybody said, oh, it's revelation. It's the end of the world. No, it's not. These are the beginning of sorrows. This is just the beginning. It's time to repent and cry out for some mercy. And that's all of us. They're shutting cities down. They're shutting down states. They're shutting down the world is being shut down. And they said, don't panic. Don't say anything negative. Don't put anything on Facebook negative. Don't tweet anything that's negative. Just let's be positive and let everyone know we're going to beat this. You don't know whether you're going to beat it or not. know, and when you see this kind of stuff and you experience these things and you see people, just like we got people, we saw people in Florida on the beach. They on the beach partying. They riding on a drop top car, riding on the top of it like they're at a party or something because it's Point Break. All the spiritual things that you have gotten, all of the information that you have received, and all the songs that you've sang, and all of the prayers that you prayed, and all the pastors and the bishops and the this and the that, and all the offices that you've held, everybody now is in the same boat. They're in the same boat. They're getting ready to go through, they're experiencing the very same thing. And it's not discriminating against anybody. It's not. Because when Yah comes through, when he finally comes through, it's just like Egypt. Man, it's here, the death angel ain't even playing. He coming through there with a like a ship, taking him out. No mercy. And even, like I said, even if it was man's doing, the Most High has permitted it to be so. He's permitting it. And for you all that don't believe in God, oh, well, all I can say is I hope you get it. I mean, you know, and you might not. But I just want to have a moment and be able to take a moment and say that because this is important. This is the most important thing that you'll ever do at this moment. We've got to learn how to pray, and Israel's going to have to be the one to pray. Because y'all been doing it for years. You've been doing this for at least 30 years since I was in the church for at least 30 years. And it's the same situation all the time. You got to think about it. I mean, I just wanted to give you something to think about so that you would understand that this is serious. You know, when the Most High say enough is enough, and he allows certain things like this to happen, this is serious. This is him taking and saying, okay, it's time for me to level this out some. Okay, they think I'm playing. Let me show them who I am. And everybody goes through the motions like, oh, this will pass. But guess what? It might not. This is just the beginning. So, I mean, you know, I just want to be able to share that with you and let you know that this is what's really going on here. This didn't just pop up out of nowhere. They didn't just come up with this out of nowhere at this time. Whether you accept it or not, whether you go through it or not, I just want you to think about that when you step up in your church, when they finally open the doors open again for you to go in there. Ask yourself, how well was we prepared? How much did they give us information about end time prophecies? Because nobody's even preaching about that no more. How well did my pastor prepare me for this? And when we tried to tell you about it, you didn't want to listen. So now look at where we're at now. This is where we are now. Scared and unprepared because we trusted in people who didn't have the information. And the people who did have the information, we laughed at them like they didn't know what they were talking about.
So how do we do that? How do you reconcile that now where you sit? How do you make an excuse for that now? If anyone want to push one, please feel free to do so. Hold on, I got you, Brother Donia. Brother Donia, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, Sister Yaina and family. I think you said
shalom.
A mouthful.
Yes, sir.
I think you said a mouthful. You understand? There's no coming back from this here. This is all over the earth. You understand? In every community, you understand? This is all over. Nobody has a solution for this. They scrambling for to find something to counteract what's going on, and they bringing up all kinds of. They got this virus thing that they trying to bring into play, but it hasn't been tested. You understand? And even if it be tested, it's gonna take a year to 6 to 18 months before they can even put it out. If they could put it out, because it's got to be tested. So, you know, in actuality, this was supposed to happen. This has got to happen. You understand? The Almighty said that all the nations of the earth shall know that He is the true and living God, the true and living Elohim, the true and living power who created the heavens and the earth and everything in it. You understand? So all the nations got to know that He is the true, and these guys is fighting it off. Well, I'm telling you, man, they don't have no clue. They don't have a clue. You understand? Nope. They think that they're going to do this and put this in place, and it's going to be all right. You understand? Trump talking about it's going to be all right in a few months, man. We're going to go through it, blah, blah, blah. Man, this is the end of time. You understand?
Yep.
And the beginning of the house of Israel. Believe it or not, I know y'all don't believe that, but if you read that book, you understand, from Genesis on through, you understand, it tells you that he is the, I don't know what that noise is.
Go ahead, I'm sorry, that's me, I apologize, go ahead.
Oh, no, that's quite all right, you understand, I just didn't want to interrupt this program, but that's all we got. We ain't got nothing else. We got He is our salvation. You understand? And we are the laws and statutes and commandments that was given to Moshe was given to and he gave it to the peoples, the people of the nation of Yehuda. I mean the nation of Israel. These laws are for us, and we supposed to show how they work. How they work for us. They work for us, and you're supposed to be able to get the message from us, the people of the book. That's who they are. That's who we are, the people of the book. You understand? So, you know, I mean, you know, in actuality, you know, I really don't fault nobody because we've been indoctrinated for 2,500 years. We have not done our law. We was in 13 different captivities. You understand? And we told Almighty each time we was in the captivity, we gonna do right. We gonna be. You understand? We gonna do the laws, and we gonna keep to the laws that the Almighty has set aside for us. You understand? And each time He did that, we said that we didn't even get it out of our mouth good before we was doing something else. So, you know, and see, one thing that we understand, we're human beings. I'm talking about the house of Israel. I'm not talking about no other folk, the Gentile or the heathen. I can't talk for them. I can speak for the Hebrew Israelites, the ones that's in that book, you understand, that the Almighty set aside the laws for our, so that we may live and not die. That's what them laws is about. That so that we do these laws, you know, if we read in the book, man, it talks about when we stopped doing the laws, man, the sky hardened, was like brass, and the ground was like iron. We weren't able to produce any kind of food, and the rain stopped coming when we stopped doing the law. You understand? So, you know, it's just a matter of time, man, you know, you understand? And this is not going to bounce back. They got, you know, another plague is sitting on the outskirts of things. Remember in Egypt, you understand, the locusts came and ate up everything. And what happened behind the locusts? You understand? They got sores and everything. You understand? Sores and they couldn't get rid of them. Couldn't sleep. You understand? Couldn't get rid of them sores. And they was on everybody. You understand? So, you know, you understand? So these plagues is coming one right behind another. They got everything shut down. If they open up tomorrow, still they couldn't bounce back. They could not. It's not going to happen. You understand? Right now, they got locusts in Africa. You understand?
That's what I heard.
You understand? You know, so I mean, and it's moving, probably moving towards all of these nations, ungodly nations. You understand? Ooh, it's going to be a mess. Right after this plague here, and this plague is not going nowhere. You know how stuff happens. You know, what's that plague? Well, they had a number of plagues, man. They still in the earth right now. It's just that this one right here has mutated, you understand, and got bigger and better, bigger than the rest of those other plagues, you understand? And as a matter of fact, I want to say it. I don't know, you understand? I'm not no scientist or nothing like that, but I think that this is a accumulation of all those plagues, you understand? You know, and so it's not no thing that, you know, you said 800 people died in one week, or what was that? You understand? Anyway, that you understand? It's going to be 24
hours. 800 people died in 24 hours.
800 people died in 24 hours. Just imagine, just 800 people in 24 hours. Now imagine that. Now this stuff is getting worse. It ain't getting better. You understand? You know? You understand? This is a terrible day here. You understand? Our God is the true and living God, and we got to respect him. You understand what I'm saying? And let everybody know, yeah, we could save our soul. You understand? You know, by praying and asking the Almighty for forgiveness for our stupidity, our asinine ways. You understand? You know, and pray that he accept our prayer. Because I'm telling you, he ain't got to do it. You understand? You might have messed up so bad. You understand? He ain't got to do that. But he's going to save us. It's going to be a remnant of folk that he's going to save out of this. And I'm praying that he allows my people, me, and I can find favor in the Almighty. I can find favor in the Almighty that he will watch over my family, my friends. You understand? So that they be saved out of this mess too. It's a hell of a day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, it is. It's not no joke. Area code 919, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Hey, Sister Yaina. That was very well spoken. I was on Facebook earlier, and I have lots of family and friends that are doing watch parties. And when you look at the watch parties, they're in the church. They are. Some are still going to the church, and many are watching via the, you know, internet. And still, they're setting up these cash apps and different things for them to pay their tithes. And it's like whatever
sad.
You know. We talk. I know we say so much, and it's still not getting to them. And like Brother Donny, I just said, it's going to get to a point where some of these other plagues are going to start coming through, and I think they're going to start waking up more and more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're going to have to. They're going to have to, sis, because you know what? You have to ask yourself this. Because, you know, every time we go to tell them something, well, I'm going to have to ask my pastor. I'm going to go to my pastor and ask. Your pastor didn't prepare you for this, though. That if you had been listening to us, you would have been a whole lot ahead of the game. Your pastor didn't prepare you for this. So how do you reconcile that with you being in a situation now where you got to scrounge around and try to find what you need? See, the Most High, let me tell you what he does. He always leaves a witness in the earth. He always do. He leaves a witness in the earth so that you can't stand before him and say, I didn't even know. You left me hanging. The Most High said, oh, no, let me rewind the tape. And he's going to go back to Blog Talk. He's going to rewind it back a few years and push the play button, and they're going to hear us telling people to do that. They're going to hear us telling them that they was the Israelites. They're going to hear us telling them that judgment is coming. We done told them and told them and told them and told them, and they still paying to keep those institutions going. Still. They got to go get water after they even gave thousands and thousands of dollars to the church, because guess what? If the pastors had been listening, they would have had pallets of water in the basement of the church and toilet paper stacked up so they could at least give each one of their parishioners a couple of cases of water and a thing of politician. They can't give them nothing, and they keep on paying. And they, I ain't seen one bishop, one pastor have a YouTube clip to say it's time for us to repent. Not one.
I know that's right.
Not one, but they still paying.
I told y'all about that.
They're still trying to hold on to something that they think is real. They still paying. Unbelievable. But you just got, you know what, you got to tell it like it. Because when I was growing up, the pastor used to preach fire and brimstone. Now ain't nobody preaching nothing. They ain't telling you nothing. They're taking them stories of that Bible and creating a fairy tale and letting you run all over that place spitting and speaking in tongues. But nobody's told you it's time to repent.
I agree. You know, even in the Israelite community, I don't hear them talking about we need to come together and pray. I haven't heard that at all. Not in the Israelite communities.
No, because you know why? They think it's just going to be curtailed to the other people.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And y'all said judgment start with us first.
That is absolutely correct.
And then
so
I know. And then I
go
heard,
ahead.
I saw some chatting, you know, during their speeches saying, oh, this too shall pass. Don't worry, y'all. This too shall pass.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're going to see. Because it's just the beginning. Everybody was like, my son was like, is this the end of the world? Is this Revelation? I said, no, it ain't the end of the world. The world ain't going to end.
That's
the world's
correct.
Not ending. Now, the Gentile reign has an end date, but the world is not going to end. I said, this
is
the beginning of sorrows. We just starting.
That is correct.
Nobody's saying nothing. Hold on. Area code 904. I'm going to leave you guys' mic open. Area code 904, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, everyone. I just wanted to share what's interesting about all that you've just discussed is the vice president was actually involved in a prayer and spoke to the public and said, because he did had a conference call with faith leaders, and he said, while they're not going to have services, this just too much for me. While they're not going to have services where everyone can come into church, they'll still do them virtually, and they still need your financial support. I said, no way. You mean to tell me and all that's going on, and what happened to the separation of church and state, that you have the vice president and people to still give an offering? How dare they?
No, it's the fact that you've been paying for 20 years, and they weren't even in tune enough with the Most High to know something was coming. They can't even offer you a case of water.
Exactly. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with giving if you choose to give, but how dare the vice president say the church leaders still want your money and they're doing nothing for the people? And I think that's a big part of the problem. The people just keep propping up these systems and nothing comes back. And at some point, the bell is going to go off when they say, the feel-good word isn't helping me through these times of trouble. What's going on? But to your point, that's the beauty, because people are going to say, I need an answer. And it definitely is not going to be with these pastors. And so they're going to look on YouTube with all these sermons and pastors having their services on YouTube, and an Israelite video going to pop up.
I don't think money going to do any good. I think that, you know, all of these things, You know, they got all of these agencies. It should be in a situation like this. This is a dire situation here. In a situation like that, everybody should be contributing without ain't no money gonna solve our problem. You understand? They said that they need a mask and ventilators or whatever they call. That should be donated, man. You understand? Because this that they want to what's his name? Cuomo, the president, the governor of New York. He said, man, we gonna buy some Cuomo. You shouldn't have to buy that. That's supposed to be donated. You understand? Every agency, you understand, whatever it takes to put them ventilators together, everybody should be willing to give them whatever is necessary. You understand? If they was trying to do something right, but they're trying to build some money, like that money is gonna help them now. Like this place is gonna bounce back, and they're gonna use that money. That money is not gonna do them no good. Period. Because it was done fraudulently. You understand? These people are out of their
mind. But guess what, Brother Donia? The church is supposed to be the connection between God and the people. You mean God didn't tell you this was coming?
Well, they worship the wrong God. They worship the wrong God.
Absolutely, but I'm just saying, you know that and I know that, but you mean to tell me with all your spiritualism and your big old church and your thousands and thousands of members and your sermons that sound like motivational speeches that the Most High Elohim didn't tell you that this was coming? He didn't give you the memo to at least tell your people to prepare, because the pastors is in Sam's just like the people are, trying to get water because they weren't prepared.
Okay. All right.
And like you said,
this is not a thing that they can play with. This is not something that they can play with. This is not something that they can play with. People are dying. You understand? They don't have, on a normal day, you don't have no 800 people dying in no 24 hours. You don't have that. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? These people are dying here, and they're talking about, well, I'm gonna have to buy some money, some ventilators and masks and all. Man, that money ain't gonna be worth a damn, because this is not gonna exist here. This society that we in, the earth is not going nowhere. The earth was built for the nation of for us to cultivate. That's what the earth was built for. It was given to the God's people for them to cultivate this place. You understand? So the earth is not going nowhere. Period. We're gonna have a whole lot of earthquakes and this and that and other. But Jacob shall be saved out of this here. So you understand? They can say anything that they want. You understand? We going back home after all of this here, or during all of this here. We going back to our land. You understand? Ain't no doubt about it, man. That money don't mean nothing. It means absolutely, and it's paper money, paper. All the gold, you know, I said this yesterday. All the gold that they done stole from everybody. Where's that at? That would be more valuable than that paper money. Go ahead, Tumshi. You understand? This is a mess here, man. I'm telling you. But the only one that can get us out of this mess is the true and living Elohim, and he's showing us that. Remember, man, this is a carbon copy of what happened in Egypt, but it's on a grander scale.
It sure is. Think about the elderly people, all the elderly people that have paid into the church system, that have gone to church and paid their tithes, the widows and all the people. I wonder how many of those people got a case of water from the church and some toilet paper. One roll of toilet paper.
I know about that toilet paper, man. Don't have none to see what happens.
I mean, no, but I'm serious. You got elderly people who can't get out. and can't go to the store and get cases of water and can't go to the store and store up. How many of those people got – these people need to start paying attention. Even if you're not Israel and you can't accept that and your eyes ain't open, you got to look at the fact that somebody missed it somewhere. Because I've been telling you guys to do this for years.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
And you laughed in our faces. And you told us, guess what you told us? You told us we was religious fanatics. And you told us we was conspiracy theorists. This is what you told us. And we here now.
Yeah.
Brother Rashbaum, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, everybody.
Shalom.
Hey, I just finished listening to that the Apocalypse of Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my God, it's getting me, because this was the first thing that was supposed to happen. The sickness, it was the plague. They listed it. There's supposed to be sickness throughout the earth. Right after this is fire.
Okay.
And it's hail. And you know, and you just see it all throughout the earth. You know, and this is, you know, and you guys are right. Y'all been saying this for a long time. I know at least since we've been on the call. Been hearing it all the time. And, you know, people didn't take heed to that. Now everybody's scrambling. That's sad. If your God was a true and living Elohim, he would have told you, like Sister Gianna said, he would have gave, somebody would have got the memo. Somebody. Not one of them got a memo. Not one of them got anything saying that all this was about to happen. Not one.
I know that's right.
I sit out and I look. You know, we just finished planting our little vegetable garden. And I'm just looking at the people. Like, what? Look at them crazy fools there.
Mm-hmm.
Look at them nuts there. You know, and you going around telling folks that now everybody in a tit. This is the time, like Sister Yanni said, we got to pray.
Absolutely.
We got to pray really hard. And, you know, she was talking about those 800 people died in 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
We have had 12,000 cases in America, close to 12,000 cases in 6 hours.
Okay.
12,000 cases in 6 hours and 100 deaths in America in 6 hours. That's crazy.
It's real.
Mm-hmm. That is unreal. But he said Jacob will be saved out of it, and we believe that. And we like he said, to us, it'll be a cold, or you don't get nothing. You know, and I'm not saying that black people don't get sick, because we do. Now, I don't like the fact of the preparation. I don't expect spiritual things from political leaders. I don't expect that. I don't. I expect them to say, you know, wash your hands and make sure you do this and make sure you stay out of the way and don't come outside and we're doing everything. That's what I expect from political leaders. But ain't a spiritual leader stepped up yet.
Nope.
Not one.
If they do, Sister Yaina, they playing to the wrong God. They're asking the asking for salvation from a God that can't do nothing. And they don't know that. They don't know that. Unfortunately, they don't know that. But it's all gonna come. It's all gonna be revealed. Everything gonna be revealed. The Almighty is not gonna. You said it right, man. He let you know before he do anything. He let you know.
He leave a witness in the earth, so you'll never say I didn't know. I didn't know what was going. He said, oh, yeah, I did. Well, rewind the tape. And no. Here, rewind the tape and say they told you that on this day. Rewind it again. They told you this on this day. And you laughed in their face because you couldn't believe what they were telling you, and we here now.
Mm-hmm.
We here now. We living this thing right now. And like I said before, this is just the beginning of trouble. Because guess what? These people, and I'm going to say it again and again and again, these people have done everything that they thought they was big enough to do. They did it.
You know, and it's so ironic, Sister Yaya.
And how long do you think the Most High going to sit back and watch you do it?
You know what's so ironic, Sister Yaina, is that when you start getting that power, see, they've been in power for a long time, and so they think that you can just do anything that they want to do and say anything that they want to do, you understand, or not do anything, you understand me? So they in power, and that power, man, it takes over, you understand? It brings, You understand? It takes on a life of its own. You understand? That pompous, that guy in the office there, man, he's so pompous, it's a shame. It's sad. You know?
Oh, yeah, hey. And guess what? I heard one of the mayors say, you know, he said something. He said, and God bless America. I thought, that's over with, partner. That's over with. Ain't no more of that. And if it is, it ain't the one in that Bible. That's over with. It's time to repent now, because when he starts taking out 824 albums, somebody ought to know something ain't normal.
Yeah, that is correct.
800 people in 24 hours? That's a lot of people.
That is correct.
Yeah.
And that's
God
just...
bless America. You better hope the Most High don't make this.
Yeah.
No, see, it's been a long time of a lot of stuff going on, and he was real quiet, just like he been in Egypt. When he came, and you know, he watched it, and what was so powerful yesterday when we read those scriptures and we were talking about the Feast of Unleavened Bread, how the scriptures broke it down and said, after 430 years, the children of Israel left the land of Egypt. And then the very next scripture says, and after 430 years, the host of the Most High left the land of Egypt as well. And when they saw, when we leave, it's a wrap.
Okay.
No.
That is correct.
But they laughing at us, Brother Donia. They think we don't know what we're talking about. They ignore us. They don't want to hear what we have to say. And you know what? All we can share for those that are listening and those that are willing to do it, repent.
You know, I learned this a long time ago, sister. We got to tell it whether they hear or forbear. You understand? Whether they repent or they don't repent, we got to tell it. You understand? We got to let them know. Like you said, man, you understand? We got to be the witness. We got to stand in the breach to try to repair the breach. You understand what I'm saying? You know, because if we don't repair the breach, the Almighty is going to destroy everybody and everything.
Sure is. And then they're cutting off Twitter feeds because they don't like what you say. Ain't that something? They call them lose. If you put something on Twitter and it's not appropriate, we're not instilling fear, your Twitter account will be blocked. I said, oh, okay, well, we still going to tell you it's time to repent.
Okay, that is correct. Don't do it in secret. Don't do it in secret.
For real.
You understand? You know, and truth and honesty, you understand, we've been talking about this here for a long time, Sister Yaina. And guess what? It's starting to come out now. You understand? I mean, the thing is starting to unfold. You understand? It's starting to, you understand, reveal itself. You understand what I'm saying? This evilness that's in the earth. You understand? That's starting to come out now. But before then, we was giving them plenty of warning. Plenty of time, man. You know, put up some water, if you know, you understand, and swap it out from time to time, you understand, as you get that water, because the water goes stale at some point. You can probably cook with it, but it's not a good thing to drink, you understand? So you got to swap it out, you understand? Same thing you do with that canned goods, you understand? Them canned goods go bad at certain periods of time. So you got to interchange. You understand what I'm saying? But and if you store up that dry goods, you understand what I'm saying? That lasts longer than anything. You understand if you store it properly. You understand what I'm saying? You know. So we was telling people to do things like that. You understand? You know, so that at least you have something to work with. You understand? But those that didn't do it ain't got nothing to work with, period.
They scrounging around trying to get it. But you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Noah.
Okay.
Noah built that ark for hundreds of years.
Okay.
At least I think what was 120 years, how long he went to build that ark. Somebody look that up and tell me how long it was. And he tried, and he talked, and he told them to repent. And he talked, and he told them to repent. And 8 people survived. 8.
That is all. That's
it had
all.
Never rained before. It had never rained before. And all of a sudden, it started raining.
Mm-hmm.
You've been preaching and hucking myself. I can pull you up on YouTube, and I can play you preaching and jumping and holding your ear and hollering and you didn't get the memo. I bet you none of your older people got a case of water from you. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. They couldn't even get a bag of toilet paper from you because you wasn't paying attention. But you claim you served the God of that Bible. You ought to be on your knees repenting to the Most High right now.
Absolutely.
You
I don't hear none of them guys. Yeah, none of them leaders, none of them Hebrew Israelite leaders are on the internet telling his people. He can speak for all his people to just repent for their sins. I don't hear none of them guys saying that.
No.
You understand?
No.
See?
No.
You know?
They've been taking money, Brother Donnell. They've been taking these old people's money. These old people been on fixed income, trying to help build churches and build, because you said God said.
Okay,
and then here we go, going through a situation like this, and you don't have no water for them. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Brother Donnell, hold on. They got all these prophets in the church. They can tell you when you're going to get a house. They can huck them a china and tell you when you're going to get a car. They can look into your life and tell you. You mean you didn't get the memo either?
No, I feel you. You understand? You know, I knew that the churches wasn't right for a long time. You understand? When they took all of these monies from me and built a mega church, you understand, so that they can get more people to get more money. But I didn't hear one of them say that they're building houses for the elderly. Or,
please.
You understand? Or,
No, they didn't do it.
You understand? They didn't set up, you understand? They just knew our kids was running around rampant. They could have built a community outreach program to help them kids, man, you know, because their parents was probably working. You understand? They needed kids they needed somebody to come in and have a place for them kids, man. They didn't have no centers, you understand, no houses, you understand. They could have built their own, but they could have had anything. They built a mega church so that they can get more people to get more money.
Yeah. And old people paid.
And on top of that, they wanted this guy. What's his name? Quavo Dollar. I wouldn't send him no money because his name already tell you who he is. You understand? He wants the people to buy him a $68 million plane or something like that. Come on, man. They were never going to do nothing right.
That's right. Eric Cole 5. Go ahead. Hold on one minute. Eric Cole 540. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, everyone. Just want to let you know that Noah built that ark. It took 120 years.
Okay.
Also,
that's what I
thought. The pastors, as far as I'm concerned, you know, the ones who don't do what they're supposed to be doing to help out their people, they always help them first. and then their family, and then the deacons and everything. It goes trickling right on downhill.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. 100%. And like
you said,
now they got cash apps. They're going to make sure they get their money, even if you at home. They're going to preach to you over the Internet now. So you can sit at home and they're going to collect your money.
In other words, you're being pimped. That's what it is.
Yeah, you're a real talk. Yeah, you better believe it.
Yeah.
You best to believe it. Hold on. Area code 513, Sister Couture. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, son.
Shalom.
I was thinking about what y'all was saying about collecting all that money. They driving around with those $100,000 cars. Now they are curfew and they can't even drive.
Yep. They still collecting money from the people through the Cash App. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And the people still paying. Unreal.
Heartbreaking.
It is.
I wanted to, it's almost impossible now to find a thermometer. Because they just sold out.
I know. I know you can't find
a good one. Girl, I went to take my temperature, my battery was dead. And I talked to my niece to take her temperature, her battery dead. We don't get sick. So I ordered some thermometers and I had to pair arm and leg, and I also ordered batteries.
Absolutely. So yeah, you know that we, like I said, the Most High left a witness in the earth. The Yehuda Project has been a witness in the earth. And he made it so we could be on this call all these years, and everybody on here has given expert advice on what to buy, how to set up stuff, things you need to get. Everybody has done that. And you know what? We was laughed at and we was laughed to scorn. It ain't funny now, though. It ain't funny now.
We're a cult.
Right. Absolutely. No question. You know, like I said, the pastor should be ashamed. Especially if you got prophets in the house, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. But that should have been a warning for you to put up first, to go get some food and some water stored up. Because the worst is yet to come. It ain't even, this is the beginning.
It sure is.
This is the beginning. This is just the beginning of sorrow.
My nephew, he had stopped driving semis. He wanted to stay at home a while. Mm-hmm. They offered him hundreds of dollars a day to come back to work because the other truck drivers are quitting. You know, they can't get in the restaurant to get anything to eat because they're closed and they can't drive them big semis to the drive through.
I saw that. You know what? And they had the owner of Pilot on. You know, those Pilot gas stations? He said he loved with something to keep them open. So they'll have somewhere to come and rest their truck.
Yep.
I saw that. I didn't see that.
So my
nephew
said, and
they're going to provide temperature taking.
Yeah, they got to. Because our company, we're working from home now, which I love it. They told us it's the only thing you need. I took my laptops, my dual monitors. I took everything I needed. But I got to go back every so often. But they let us know, before you come in that building, take your temperature.
That's when I found out
the thermometer was dead.
Yep, absolutely. You know, so I had to take a moment and get that off my chest because it's been weighing on me. And I've been waiting for the church community to come together, and they ain't saying nothing. They have not said a doggone thing online with all these people. They have not. So we're going to speak to the world today. And we're going to speak to the world today and tell you it's time to repent. Because this is of the Most High Yah. Even though it may have come from man, this is Yah doing anytime. They can take out 800 people in 24 hours.
And Yah. Yeah.
Say that again. We didn't hear you fast out. What'd you say?
You said they took over 800-something people. I said, y'all ain't even warmed up yet.
Joe, okay. You better say that again. You know that's the truth. That's why I got up this morning and Lord, please have mercy on me, y'all. Please forgive me for anything and everything. Please have mercy on me. For real. And, you know, and then I pray for everybody else because it's not just about me.
That's
right.
True.
Right. That's my constant
you know,
prayer. Please protect and bless us. Yeah.
This is serious. This is real time. Hold on. Let me get Brother Leonard on here. Hold on. Brother Leonard, your mic is off and you're on the air.
I was just listening.
Oh, I thought you had pushed one. I'm sorry. But yeah, I mean, it's some serious stuff. And, you know, now you can take it to heart. Like I said, everybody got a little discouraged. I watched everybody. Well, ain't nothing happened yet, y'all ain't. You know, we can't make nothing happen. All we can do is be the witness in the earth and do what we were told to do. And everybody did that. We went to Washington, D.C. We all did that. And when we came home, you brace yourself and get ready. And now the whole world is, hold on, I want y'all to hear this. Hold on, just it's only 1 minute. Hold on a minute. Let me get it. And see if it'll come right now. Get this together, because the whole world right now is in a tizzy. Hold on.
There are now just under 300,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus and almost 13,000 deaths. Today, the dire situation in Italy got even worse, while China marks a new milestone. Ian Lee in London has the first of two reports. This could be a glimpse of America's future. Crowded Italian hospitals struggling to cope. Here, exhausted doctors decide who lives and who dies. There's no room for other patients at this hospital in Lombardy. Everyone here has the coronavirus. Doctors flip them regularly to relieve the pressure on their lungs. Most won't make it. In the past 24 hours, 793 people have died. It's not only Italy's deadliest day, but the deadliest day since the outbreak began. Scenes like this could become our new reality, warns Dr. Michael Ryan of the World Health Organization.
This is not normal. This isn't just a bad flu season. These are health systems that are collapsing under the pressure of too many cases.
The cases that don't make it end up here. With the morgue overflowing, bodies are stored in this chapel. Every person died alone, without family or friends. Army trucks carry them away to a local cemetery to be buried quickly before more bodies arrive.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? You know that can't be nobody but God.
Absolutely.
They had a chapel full of coffins. A whole chapel full of coffins. They died alone and they was buried alone. Because you can't have no funeral. If there ever was a time for us to tell, I'm going to tell you again, repent. Because it's time to repent. For real.
That is correct.
Brother Donnell, all I heard you say was,
That's right.
And it ain't funny. You got to laugh and keep it
This is a terrible situation here.
I'm saying, but listen,
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid because the Almighty made a promise to his peoples. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob said that He will never make an end to us. You
yes, he did.
And out of it all, Jacob shall be saved. So I'm not afraid.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? You know, if he take me, you understand, if he allowed me to perish, you understand, I'm praying that he works with my family and friends. You understand? And I consider all you guys my friends. You understand? The ones I know and the ones I don't know. You understand? Because we striving to go back home. Well, of course, this is not our society, no way. Period. This is not how society, and this is not how the Almighty had it set up. Read the book; it'll tell you.
That's what the man said. He said, "This ain't normal. This is not normal.
That is correct.
This ain't normal. This is collapsing the healthcare system. It's collapsing systems.
That is correct.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah.
Well, all coffins, all them people is in them coffins. Y'all should see them coffins.
Yeah.
But
I believe
but you know, said that your what your heart was gonna fail from what your eyes see.
Okay.
That's what he said. That's what he said.
That is absolutely correct. Absolutely correct.
And you get be human and not feel something when you see that.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. You can't be human and not feel something. You gotta be able to feel the compassion and the loss of lives and the that's why I can tell the whole world, you better repent. I am telling you. It's time to repent.
Yeah.
For
it's
real,
past.
This is God.
Yeah, it's fast time to repent. I mean, you can still repent, but repentance should have started a long time ago.
As long as you got breath in your body, you can always say I'm sorry. As long as you're still alive, you can say I'm sorry. But brother, don't y'all, you got to see the casket. His casket on top of casket, and they load them in the big old dump army truck with the tarp over it that looked like camouflage, and backing them into the cemetery and putting them down in the hole.
You know something I was told? Remember we seen the stockpile down in Georgia of all those coffins?
They're gone now.
So they being
Lord,
used I'm on right. something. they being used Woo. On something.
All I can say is y'all please deliver us from this place. Deliver us from this place right here. We have been victim to some. Please deliver us from this place.
Absolutely.
And protect us from the stuff that's going on right now. Because, you know, Cincinnati is on a lockdown now. At 12 o'clock midnight, we locked down. They said if you don't have to go out, don't go out.
Well, I can believe it because, you know, the churches are all more than 8:30 and 7.
Absolutely.
Oh, have mercy.
And you have people running around talking about, oh, look how cheap the gas prices is. But where are you going?
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. It is time to repent like you have never done before. It is time to get, I hope that you all know. Let me tell you something about these groups. Now, these groups is still having these Passovers and these group settings. I would think twice about going. Because you have to follow the ruling and the leading of these people telling you this, because you're going to be around hundreds of people. I know they done took y'all's money, and they supposed to be buying food or what. You're going to have to think twice about that one.
Okay.
They should be refunding money and doing what they need to do to get it in there, because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. If you don't follow the rules, they're going to send some people in here to make you follow the rules. We have bars over here in Cincinnati. They was at the happy hour. They said the police came in there and shut it all the way down.
Well, you know, those joints is doing good business now.
Awesome law. It's getting ready to get real.
Lord. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's just too much. It's critical. This is where we at, though. Now we knew it was coming. The Most High said, He said, I'll never leave you in a position where you won't know what it is. You will always know what I do. He said, I'm going to give it to my prophets. the witnesses in the earth. So that they know, he said, I'll hide nothing from my prophets. I'm from the scripture.
I believe you. So, I trust and believe in the Almighty with all my heart and soul and with every fiber of my being. You understand? I know that he's going to do what he said that he was going to do. And this right here is the light bulb coming on over your head.
That sure is. Amos 3:7. He says, surely the Most High Elohim will do nothing, but he revealeth his secrets unto his servants, the prophets. So he's going to make sure we know what's going on, and he sure did.
That is correct.
That's why when he this country, he sent half of what? The Levites. So he made sure it was somebody there to always tell it to us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They said Pence and what's his name, the president, you understand, they took the test and they came back negative. Can you believe what they say?
No.
Nope.
And, you know, and he sat up there and had a press conference. And he went and told a bunch of stuff, man, a bunch of lies, actually, you understand? And then he had, and the people that came on after him said, no, that's not how it really is going to happen. Just that, no. They disputed what he said. And he said, bunch of lies, boy. And what's his name? Pence. You understand? He's right behind him, man. He's sanctioning. Oh, man, President is a great man, and he did this. Oh, boy. Oh, man. These guys going to get it, son. They're going to get it. You understand? The Almighty ain't going to let them guys get away with what they're doing, man. The Almighty don't work like that at all.
That's true. That is something else, I'm telling you.
Yeah, and they standing up there behind him, man, with that grim look on their face, man. You understand? Knowing all the time that that guy is the biggest liar that ever lived on the face of the earth. I don't know what they are so afraid of, man. Tell the truth. If you tell the truth, man. If you say, oh no, but see, here's the thing. They let him get away with all of them lies in the beginning. When he first came out with the first lie, they should have challenged that. But now that they didn't challenge it, he think he got the free for all. It's a free for all, man. He can tell what he can say what he want to say. One of the reporters at the press conference, man, he said, man, that's a damn dumb question or some stupid stuff like that. He said, that's a foolish question. Luau Cinder's daughter, oh, man, he chastised her. Oh, man, I wouldn't take that shit at all. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Hey, what can you say? I mean, it is what it is. I mean, hey, it's time out for the dumb stuff now. I mean, it's serious business. Hold on, I want y'all to hear one more. It's in Hong Kong. They didn't see it. In Africa. It's all over the world. Check this out. Here we go.
On the second wave of coronavirus, the territory had been successful in containing the first outbreak, but new cases have spiked in recent days. On Friday, the territory reported a record jump in coronavirus cases as thousands returned home from overseas. Authorities fear the influx of people could lead to a community outbreak and paralyze the city's medical system. Hong Kong now has more than 270 confirmed coronavirus cases.
And they said it's 300 confirmed cases in Cincinnati. Now, they said it hasn't even hit America yet. America getting ready to get hit. Big time.
Sure.
It's 300,000 people in the world right now with it.
Yeah. 300,000 people. You understand? And I think one of those politicians said that it was going to be, you understand, more than 2 million people going to be affected. 2 billion people. Yeah, 2 billion. 2 billion people going to be affected with the virus, and that, and 300,000. That's, it looked like it's chipping at that 300.
It is. Check this out. Here we go.
In orbit full, so bodies are being kept here until they can be buried. The intensive care unit has no beds left. Medical staff are struggling to cope.
It's tough, right? We are here 12 hours a day. Only we are working home for a few hours and come back here for the work, because we are here for the patient.
The battle against the spread of the coronavirus is not just in hospitals, but on the streets of Italian towns and cities. Police have been making sure that fresh draconian measures introduced on Saturday to further limit people's movements are enforced. Those out and about are stopped and asked to prove why they're not at home. Despite their efforts, the number of dead keeps rising at a staggering rate. Military vehicles have for another day been transporting coffins for cremation near the badly affected city of Bergamo. Images Italians fear will be repeated time and again in the coming days and weeks.
Now, correspondent Seema Gupta is following the situation in Rome. She says that the mounting death toll has been having a profound impact on people's spirits in Italy.
These figures are just demoralizing, with these new records being set daily now. 793 in the country, the bulk of which 546 just in that region of Lombardy up north. The Prime Minister, speaking to the nation late on Saturday, said that the decision that he made for stricter lockdown measures, which include stopping all business and all factories from running, it was not an easy decision to make, but he said the country is facing its biggest challenge since World War II. And he made the decision after meeting with representatives of the unions as well as the associations representing the different industries. It was clear that mayors of the towns up north, as well as regional presidents in different parts of Italy, have been calling on the Prime Minister to do this. There are just too many people out and about going to work as well. And so, therefore, they called on this measure to be put in place. That said, though, banks, supermarkets, pharmacies, and transport still does continue. It's important, they say, what happens in this next 1 week is very crucial as we approach that 2 week mark since the lockdown was put in place.
Do you know they say that 44,800 people have died in that place alone? Just there alone.
Yeah,
I believe it's higher than that. They ain't telling the truth.
Yeah.
And let me tell you about China. China comes out now with they've got it under control. And like I told Malcolm, that's because they done put all the journalists out of the country, so can't nobody say nothing different. There's no other journalists in that country, so all we can go about is what they say.
That is correct.
They was running them, what you call them, infernals, burning them people. These two, before the word got out.
Mm-hmm.
Premature.
Not bad. That's usually what they do. Is when they get real bad, since they usually have a mass grave, and they just take a torch and torch them and throw dirt over the top of them.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That's usually what they do in an epidemic like this.
That is correct.
So. Unbelievable, man. It's unreal. It is really something. I'm telling you. So, you know, I don't want to hold everybody on here. We're going to be on here till about 5 o'clock. But I just want to give everybody an opportunity, not just to speak to your family, but to speak to the world. Because we know what's going on. We know who we are. And this is a terrible time. And we're not just singling anybody out. But if you want to say something, push one. If you have something you want to say, because we're going to send this all over, push one and we will give you an opportunity to say what you want to say, because I know we've been talking a long, 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 long time. We have. I remember my son had something up in Indianapolis, and we went to Golden Corral to eat, and I said then, everybody better get some food and some water stored up. Now,
absolutely.
I think nobody really listened, you know, because it was like, okay. But now when you look back on it, in hindsight, the Most High has always put us somewhere to warn our families, to tell us what, to tell them what to, what's going on and what's coming, and now we're here. So
absolutely.
If you want to say something, this is the time. We got 10 minutes before 5 o'clock is up. I want everybody to take a moment and say whatever you want to say. Don't forget, we're not eating anything leavened in our house. This is the Feast of Unleavened Bread from Saturday at sundown all the way to next Saturday at sundown. We're going to eat a piece of unleavened bread, so please feel free to do that. And I'm just going to call on your area code. If you don't want to say nothing, don't worry about it. Just say, I choose not to. Area code 513, Sister Couture.
Well, the only thing I can tell you is for those who rushed out the bad toilet paper, if you're getting bad food, you ain't going to get a chance to use that toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I had to say. Shalom.
Oh, hallelujah.
All right, shalom. Area code 540, your mic is open. What would you like to say to not only your family, but to everybody?
I would tell everybody to pray and to do right. And also those trucks that picking up those dump trucks that's picking up those dead bodies over there in Italy. I keep thinking about Sterling Green, so be careful.
That's true. Man. Thank you so much, bro. Area code 478, what would you like to say?
I just like to say, you know, to everybody, please, if you don't hear nothing else, you can repent, throw up some food and water, and start praying with all your might, all your heart, and all your soul.
All right, thank you so much for that. Hallelujah. Area code 919, what would you like to say? All right, Brother Donia, last and certainly not least.
Yeah, I just want, you know, I agree with everybody with what they said. And everything that they said, everything that we said has been said already. You understand? I could not say anything more, you understand, except for the fact that we have a God that looks out for us, that he is our salvation. There's nothing in this world he would not do for us. You understand? And he's proven that time and time again. Throughout the, if you read that book, it'll tell you. You understand that he's everything that he's ever done was for the restoration and the reemergence of the children of Israel. You understand? And with that, I say hallelujah, praise the Most High Yah.
All right. Area code 919. You push 919. Go ahead.
I would want to say for everyone in the world, you need to seek the truth about the God of the earth, the Elohim of Israel. You need to reexamine everything you've been taught about him, because when you really go into the Bible and read it, he lives, he rules in the kingdom of man. He has a people who he's loved. And he has promised to return and execute judgment on this world for how they've been treated. So I would say it's time to seek the truth about the Elohim of Israel.
Hallelujah.
And what else could anybody else say behind that? We're going to leave it at that. We will see you guys on Tuesday night. Brother Yerushalayim, you want to give the phone number and the information for the men's call? Oh, I got to open up this mic. I'm sorry. You said, yeah, I would if you open up my mic. I do apologize. Go ahead, Brother Rashwam. Your mic is open.
Okay. The number for the men's call, which is every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern until whenever. The number will be 720-820-1215. And I ask that all brothers attend that meeting. The number again is 720-820-1215.
Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah. And we also have a women's call on Tuesday night as well. It's at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And our phone number is 712-770-4066. And our access code is 154-102-POUND. Again, it's 712-770-4066. The access code is 154-102-POUND. Please come, and we're going to open up and have a great class this coming weekend, this coming week, and we look forward to everybody meeting us there. And on that note, I want you guys to have a wonderful rest of your week. Be vigilant. Do what they tell you to do. Wash your hands. Teach your children the clean hand or washing techniques. Make sure you wipe down everything and be safe and praise Yah and repent. Shalom, shalom,
hallelujah,
everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Shalom, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Shalom.